Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa's ports have long struggled with inefficiency, but a major investment is now set to change that. Transnet has committed 3.4 billion rand to upgrading its fleet, with the Durban Container Terminal receiving the largest share. Now, if I've read this correctly, the funding is going to bring over 100 new cargo handling machines, improving operational capacity and potentially easing the backlog that has plagued the port for some time. As part of its broader recovery plan, Transnet is also aiming to enhance infrastructure, improve efficiency, and create a more reliable supply chain for businesses who are wholly dependent on port logistics. Joining me now to discuss this investment and what it means broadly for Transnet and Africa's trade and the economy is Andile Sangqu, who is chairperson of Transnet. Chairperson, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, what has prompted the utility to allocate such a significant portion of its investment to Durban?
Thanks very much, Jeremy. You would recall that in 2023, December, we had a significant congestion, in our ports that really put a lot of strain, on our ability to transport goods in and out of the country. And there's a board that came into office in July 2023. We had then approved a recovery plan in October 2023. And one of the key issues that was part of that plan was that of upgrading of our port equipment and also improving safety in our ports, making our ports reliable, safe, efficient, and also having equipment that was dependable and also embracing the latest technology. So this program actually started last year, if you recall. We received delivery of 7 tugboats to a cost of about 1 billion rand, and 5 of those were in the port of Durban, and then the others were in the port of Port Elizabeth and also in East London. So this investment is an acceleration of that program of upgrading of our ports, and also addressing the kind of issues that were systemic that created the situation that we found ourselves in December 2023. So all of these, this is part of the first batch of these equipment, which will be delivered for the rest of the year. There's a scheduled delivery program that has been set up. We're starting with Durban as of yesterday, and in March, April, we will be receiving equipment of the same magnitude in terms of quality and reliability to the port of Cape Town, and we'll be rolling out to our other ports. So indeed, to answer your question, there is a lot of intentionality and deliberateness to implement our recovery plan and to make sure that we actually change the complexion of how our port system operates.
I acknowledge the intentionality, but the argument would be that you've left this all far too late, particularly in Durban, which has found itself in a parlous position over the past couple of years. What's the timeline then, Chairperson, for when all the new machinery is going to be fully operational and make a real difference?
So, Jeremy, your first point is correct. Indeed, this could have been done long time ago, but I certainly wouldn't want to delve so much in the past. The past is what it is. We have all learned from it. And it certainly has, I must thank our employees that despite all of those challenges, they remain very steadfast in terms of making the best and making sure that we are able to operate despite those challenging conditions. So we're very grateful for them to be able to do that. Equally, we believe that with the new equipment that is now coming on board, it will create, good motivation on the side of the employees. It will make our customers happy. Certainly, it will have a positive boost in terms of the economic activities, both inside the port, but generally in terms of the economy as a whole. To answer your question, our plan is that, as I indicated, we started with this delivery. Some of those equipment have already been commissioned, and we're working steadily. Our plan is to have the last batch delivered in December of this year. So as we receive them, we commission them, we bring them into the system. So I think maybe I can safely say a year from now, despite the fact that the last batch will be delivered in December, this time next year, we should be fully on full throttle in terms of all of these pieces of equipment, which we believe in our view that it's a massive game changer for our overall ports in South Africa.
Having said that, and that's good news on the long-term horizon, short-term, though, Transnet's problems still continue, don't they? We now hear talk of another 50 billion rand bailout, and if that is going to go ahead, it would be the largest financial risk that the government is going to face in 2025. Are you turning things around with the speed with which they are needed?
Look, I think it's fair to say that, when you're dealing with this kind of complex problem that we have, a Transnet, which is multi-layered and multi-dimensional, you have to focus on key things, and fix them well and make sure that they are fully operational and are running. So the fact that we are focusing on our ports to make sure that we invest, to make the right kind of investment in equipment. Equipment alone, of course, does not turn things around. You also need to make sure that we create the right culture. We improve productivity, we train our people, and make sure that there are good incentives to keep them going. We want to believe that if we get that working, it certainly it creates a new momentum. And there's nothing that breeds success more than success itself. So our focus, we're quite deliberate to say, look, let's fix this. And then, of course, there's some other improvements that are being made in the rest of the operations in the business. So you're quite right in terms of dealing with the larger programs and problems within Transnet. But I do think that what matters is to make sure that there's a very disciplined focus and execution in those small parts of our business and get them up and running.
And finally, if I could ask you this, with investors then and stakeholders watching you very closely, are you able to give us a categorical assurance that the turnaround plan that you've spoken about remains credible and is not going to require further bailouts in the near future?
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be fair to say. I mean, because we've always said right from the start that for this recovery plan to be fully executed, it's going to require capital. And we've been very open and transparent about that. However, how that capital is sourced, it would require a combination of equity capital and also leveraging some of the capital from the private sector. And we are currently working on a construct, that will make sure that we get the right balance. So I cannot categorically say to you that it is possible to have a full execution of the recovery plan without any additional financial support.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Andile Sangu, who is chairperson of Transnet. I do appreciate your time today.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.